This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Venezuela expects to propose a new OPEC output cut at the group's next meeting in March in an effort to bolster low oil prices. Venezuela, which has the largest reserves among OPEC members outside the Middle East, has backed the group's supply cuts in the last few months because its income this year is at almost half of its budgeted $60 a barrel. Many economists say Venezuela will have to take measures to boost its income, including possibly devaluing its currency because of its lower oil revenues. The National Association of Realtors today says the pace of sales of existing homes in the U.S. fell 5.3% in January to 4.49 million unit annual rates. The median national home price declined 14.8% from a year ago to $170,300. That's the lowest level since March of 2003. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 71.69 is now down 183 points. The NASDAQ 14.06 is down 35. The S&P 500 at 7.53 is down 19 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting is just around the corner. March 10th is the date. The Beef House in Covington, Indiana is the place. Full details are on our website at willag.org. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting. ADM, Cargill, Bates Commodities, Strategic Farm Marketing, and Cadent EFG, Risk Management Commodities. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on this Wednesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:52, down 1 1/4 on the open. May 5:61, down 3/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5:11 1/2, down 3 3/4 on the open. July 5:34, down 4 1/2. September 5:60, down 2 1/4 on the open. March corn opened at 3:55 1/4, up 1 on the open. May 3:63 1/2, up 1/2. July 3:72 1/2, unchanged. September 3:81 1/2, unchanged. December 3:94 1/4, unchanged. March of 2010, 4:05 1/4, down 1 1/2. And December of 2010, 4:10, down 2 on the open. March beans opened at 8:78, down 3 on the open. May 8:81, down 2 1/2. July 8:85, down 3 1/2. August 8:80, up 1/2. November of 2009, 8:37, down 3 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 277.50, down 1.30 on the open. May 274, down $1. March soybean oil opened at 30.70, up 19 on the open. May 31.02, up 22. February live cattle opened at 81.80, down 40 on the open. March feeders 90.45, down 30. April lean hogs 57.50, down 20 on the open. And March bellies 75.30, up 5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning there, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
We had the annual EIA, or the weekly rather, EIA report at 9:30 showed that gas sales are picking up, a drawdown of 3.4 million barrels, while crude oil still builds a little bit. It's up 700,000 barrels. And when you look at the prices on corn, it seems to be reflecting that.
Well, crude oil has been acting better, and some people are even recommending buying oil stocks example, Exxon, and the reason is that their cost of production is somewhere in that $25 a barrel range, and they feel that there's good values in that. It's my personal opinion that crude oil is actually trading higher today at $40.18 a barrel, up 22 cents. The market, though, is watching government policy a great deal. The Bernanke testimony stabilized the market. Wall Street gave him an A-plus yesterday. Wall Street listened very carefully last night to the State of the Union. And there was, the quick exit poll ratings gave the president some marks. Wall Street today is giving it rather a 177-point sell-off here at the present time. The market wanted to hear, more information on getting jobs and the economy going, and it get scared when we hear about health care and taxes and things like that. It's like castor oil to Wall Street. So the market is also watching the dry weather pattern in the wheat plains end of the month, and of course we will be looking at the Ag Forum in Washington. We are picking up from our Iowa friends that the Iowa farmer planted a lot of soybeans last year because it was wet. Maybe because of the fertilizer prices are coming down and the corn-bean ratio is getting closer, that the big shift to more beans probably won't occur and we will see some extra corn go in the ground out there. But the market is nervous about the 7,000 level in the Dow, and it is creating quite a bit of concern at the farm level.
Do you follow and chart the S&P 500 as well,
Paul? It's very scary, Dave, if it goes under 7,000, and it's also being mentioned, for example, like Glen Ring, that that they're looking for a big climactic sell-off, and the only thing that I tell my customers about that is that there's a lot of cash on the sidelines waiting to catch that big fish or trout when it does sink below there, but it, a watch pot, in my opinion, very seldom boils, but Wall Street is sending a very big message to the president to get his economic team, Geithner and Summers, and even to him to some extent, to be careful what he says about taxes and health care because they don't like that.
You mentioned the Ag Forum, of course, that takes place tomorrow. Specifically, what are you going to be looking for?
Well, we need to hear some government policy on more ethanol usage, higher blending. What the government and the policy guys and the think tank people out there say about the viability of the ethanol industry. They'll beat the horse to death on corn, soybean plantings a lot. The feeling is that we'll be close to seeing more soybeans and a little less corn planted. So that'll be watched carefully. It'll be listening carefully to about the livestock industry and also demand to China. So it's going to cover the full gamut. It's a wonderful thing to go to because all the big players in agriculture are there. They'll be speaking about it, and it's a place to be in Washington on Thursday and Friday.
You mentioned that you'd like to get long oil via the equities rather than the futures. Why is that a better way of doing it?
Well, because it pays a dividend, and at some point in time, oil stocks will reflect the turnaround. They're probably some of the best managed companies, Exxon and Chevron, in the world, and they have played the market on the way up, and they've played the market on the way down. And they still pay dividends, and their stocks haven't lost very much money. Stocks, and if you traded the actual flat price of crude oil, you would have lost money. And if you'd have played some other oil company, you probably would have lost more. So they're very well managed, and I'd rather trade it that way than the oil.
Let's take it back to the charts before we let you go, and just ask you, in 30 days, will futures be lower or higher?
my general impression is that I don't think we need to see things a lot lower, but we still need to see some dynamic action out of Washington to stabilize the Dow and the government policy towards the economy.
And that would be the grains as well?
You bet. I think that they go in tandem.
All right, then, Paul. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick in Kansas City, March wheat, 550 down 3.25. May at 557.75 is down 4. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 511 down 4.25. July, 533 down 5.5. March corn, 352 down 2.25. July, 369.5 down 3. December, 390.5 down 3.75. April crude, 4060, is up 64 cents. The March RBOB at 110.9 is up 2.5. March beans, 865 down 16. July, 873.25 down 15.25. November, 827 down 13. Mike Solo tells us that colder air will plow back into the two-state area during the day Thursday and will remain in place into the middle of next week. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.